today on Real Life Radio.
You cannot trust God if you don't have faith in God. And you can't have faith in God unless you trust God. Well, then how does this cycle work? Are you ready? By God bringing you through hardships of life. You learn, Christian, that he's trustworthy, that he's faithful. He's going to do what he said.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. What if 2026 wasn't about doing more, but about knowing God more? This January, we're featuring one of the most powerful and timeless books on Christian faith, Knowing God, written by J.I. Packer. Now, this classic has helped millions of believers move from knowing about God to actually knowing God personally. With deep biblical insight and heart-centered focus, Packer invites you to explore God's character, his love, and what it really means to walk with him. It's not a quick read, it's a life-changing one. Start your year with truth that will reshape your mind, strengthen your heart, and deepen your faith.
Friend, this is a great book to get and take time to read it. Maybe read a page or two a day. Contemplate it. Think about it. But friends, get a copy for yourself. Knowing God by J.I. Packer. I promise you, it affected my life. It'll do the same for you.
That's Knowing God by J.I. Packer. Get your copy for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack in his message called What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1, as he continues his series Anchored, A Study in 1 Peter. Now, the Apostle Peter, of course, was a disciple of Jesus Christ who later on became the leader of the first church. Peter understood the times they were in. Christians were under the constant threat of persecution. But Peter also understood how big our God really is. And he knew in his heart that the Lord would take care of them. We do live in an amazing time. Peter warns us that we will suffer hardship, sickness, even persecution. But the most important question a Christian can ask himself today is, when our day of departure from this world comes, are we ready? So today on day two of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that false doctrines, they preach that if we're going through trials, it's because of a lack of faith. But really, nothing could be further from the truth. And now with his message called What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
If you are in school, if you are enrolled in school, and let's say you're taking a math class, are you surprised the teacher says, we're going to take a test now? You're not surprised. First service would be surprised. You're in school. In school, you get tested. By the way, if you're not getting tested in school, find a new school. So I don't like tests. If you avoid tests, you're going to be a really rotten whatever you're going to be. You're going to be a rotten doctor. You're going to be a rotten engineer. You're going to be a rotten whatever. Testing is what exposes where we're at. Testing exposes the place where we're at. It tells us if we're doing it, or it tells us if we need help. Are you with me? No teacher who loves their class gives them a test to kill them. I'm going to give you a test, and I'm praying all of you fail. And yet, no teacher, every teacher wants the class to succeed. That's why they give a test. God gives us a test. It's fiery trials of life. You can't escape them, but there's a meaning, there's a purpose, there's a plan. Well, if God is God, then why is there suffering? Because he has a plan. If your God is a God of love, then why did this? Because he's got a plan. Yes, it takes faith to believe that, but it's not a blind faith. The entire Bible from cover to cover is all about our faith being strengthened and encouraged by the events and by the heroes and by the tragedies recorded in the Bible. But no student is surprised. And God is saying the same thing. Don't think it's strange regarding these fiery trials. The word fiery, mark it in your Bible. The word means intense heat, like a furnace or an oven. Intense heat. Let's see, how does that translate into my life? Intense, overwhelming pressure in your life. I'm talking to the Christian. I said, Pastor, the last church I went to, they said if you accepted Christ, then you'd have no problems. Well, that's not a New Testament church. The exact opposite's true. No, God says you are going to have these experiences of your life as though you were placed in an oven and somebody's turned it up to 400 or 1,000. Whatever it takes to melt gold is the plan in God's heart to make you moldable and pliable. God heats us up and he does it through these fiery trials. It's remarkable. And he does so, by the way, like the school teacher, not to destroy the class. And he does it in your life not to destroy you. Now, look, let's be honest. I should announce this disclaimer up front. If you're a Christian today and you've robbed the bank and you got caught and you're going to go to court tomorrow and you say, man, I don't know what God's doing in my life. You know what the answer is? Nothing. God is not doing anything in your life. That's how you got arrested, by robbing a bank, and you're going to go to jail. May the judge throw the book at you. But I'm a Christian. May he throw two books at you. The book of law and the Bible, because clearly you're not reading it. Christian, you commit a crime? Go suffer. There's no mercy or grace for that. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you, the one who loves God, and your life is difficult. You have relationship issues and you don't understand why. There's things happening in your life. You're targeted at work and you're like, what's going on? You can't figure it out. You've asked God to look at you, search you. God, show me, have I missed something? You're in the midst of a fiery trial. You've gotten sick. The doctor, your white count is up. Something's wrong. God, where are you? I'm right here. He's saying to you, did you know that? May God help, may God heal America from this bizarre prostitution of Bible teaching, so-called, that tells you that you're not going to have any problems in life. That's the greatest way to disillusion people and cast them into darkness. They think they've got the truth, they've been lied to, and then when life hits them in the face, they think God hates them, God doesn't love me, he rejected me, God gets all the blame from false doctrine. These are evil days. You need to know that. You say, I want a positive message. This is positive. God says, I'm going to be with you in the furnace. I'll be with you. Now, some fiery trials, some difficulties where the pressure is on. By the way, if you've ever had that happen in life, you know I don't know about you, we're all a little bit different, but some people are horribly affected in their bowels. When they get in an intense situation, they have stomach problems. Some people have other issues. For me, when I'm under intense, fiery trial pressure, my first human reaction is I've noticed that the stress causes very shallow breathing. I'm wondering, and I do exactly what you do. How do I fix this? What's going on? Oh my goodness, what is it? What? And you're not even aware of it, but you begin to be almost like a plank. You know, like you're laying on your back in a plank with bricks or on your chest. You don't even realize it. So subtle. For some of you, it's other things. And then you realize, wait a minute, what's going on here? You're in the midst of a fiery trial. And God is at work. So some trials are like the heat of a microwave. They don't last long. It's quick. It could be something to where you're challenged by something in life. And it's over as quick as it comes. It could be today. Who knows in your life? There could be a fiery trial where someone, I'm making this up right now, obviously, but you people are happen to be watching you. They know that you're a Christian today and you're somewhere. The situation is somebody says, oh, you're a Christian, and they start insulting you and mouthing off and trying to provoke you to fight back or something. Maybe that would happen, and people are watching. And then it's as quick as it starts, it evaporates, and you were steadfast, and you passed the test, and you were patient in the midst of that moment. It could be something more, not like a microwave, but maybe more like a fiery trial of a crock pot. You know, crock pot is slow and takes time. It may take weeks, may take years, could be months where you're in this trial. God knows, and he's at work, he's working. The Bible says, Job chapter 23, verse 10, Job 23, 10, but he, listen to Job. Job says, but he knows the way that I take. Did you hear that? God knows the way that you take. And when he has tested me, I shall come forth as what, church? Gold. God heats up the issues of your life, causes you to become uncomfortable, and begins this process of you now having to check your bases, check your, what's going on, what's happened? And you will either fall right into faith, into the word of God, and hang on and get promises. You'll call friends and you'll say, Lord, give me some promises about endurance or about this or sickness. Give me some promises. And you'll find the word. You'll scrap for it. You'll look for it. Are you with me, everybody? Or you'll push back from God. And you'll say, what's up? What are you doing? And you have just failed your fiery trial. You say, well, Pastor, how do I not fail? And that's where we're going with this. How do I not fail these things as a believer when difficult things happen? You know, some of the things might be purely internal. C.S. Lewis, in his great book, it's a tough read, but it's a good book, The Problem of Pain. If you've never read that book, you should read it. C.S. Lewis writes, mental pain is less dramatic than physical pain, but it is more common and also more hard to bear. The frequent attempt to conceal mental pain increases the burden. It is easier to say my tooth is aching than it is to say my heart is broken. Is that not true? Somebody can come up and slap you in the face. You'll get over it. But when your heart is breaking, that's a protracted sorrow. And God knows your sorrow today. See, but Jack, I'm a Christian, but I'm very sad about the way things have gone. God knows this. He's working. And he wants to work his promises into your life. And Peter's telling his audience that God is at work in their lives.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
In Psalm 34, verse 18 and 19, Psalm 34, I'm going to be giving you a lot of verses today, of course. These are for your comfort. Psalm 34, 18, the Bible says, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. Somebody say amen to that. Wow. This is a promise of God. Grab this verse. The Lord is near to those who are brokenhearted and save such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Did you hear that? You need to see this. You need to know this. This is awesome. Many are the afflictions of the who? So wait a minute. I thought if I was righteous, I wouldn't have afflictions. You didn't get that from the Bible. You walk with God and you are going to be afflicted, but not without hope. The Bible tells us here that it's something native to the righteous. You see, how am I righteous? I think you know how you're righteous, right? The Bible says you're declared righteous by God because you trust in him. You and I could never become righteous of our own efforts. God declares you righteous because of the blood of Christ. He loves you. You're his child, and he declares you to be righteous. All in his family are declared righteous by his work. And he says, you're going to have affliction. This world is going to be hostile toward you. Maybe you've just made a profession of faith, and your friends now are attacking you. You're in a trial. Maybe you're a long-seasoned saint, and you think you've seen it all. And then news comes to you and you're tested again. Listen, from this moment on to the day that either A, you and I are raptured up into the sky to meet Christ, or B, God meets you on the hospital bed or wherever you're at, God's call is for you and I to increase our faith in him, our trust in him. So much so, you'll see in a moment what that really means. But this term, remember, that preface everything is about God calling you beloved. He actually loves you. It's his nature to love you. It's the hardest thing in the world, is it not, to love people and to be expressing love back, even when we intend to. It's clumsy. We try to figure out how this goes. In human love, there's always a precarious way about it, and is this right or is that right, and are these feelings and all the are these commitments true? And you'll never know. You'll never know until you get to the end. You know what I'm saying? So, well, that's not very encouraging for us couples. Yeah, it is. Keep your eyes on Jesus and you'll make it to the end. Amen. It's very important. Having faith in what he's doing. Jesus put it this way, and I tell you, listen to this. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, Jesus put it this way. That as Jesus went about the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Listen, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Look, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Is that amazing? Everybody. Look what it says, verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. The word compassion here means that his guts, he got pains in his gut. That's what that word means in the Greek. Jesus looked at the people. Now, note the moment. All had been healed. All had been blessed by his ministry. Then he looks at all the people, and Jesus' guts are troubled. Why? The Bible says because he saw them as sheep scattered. They're weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Isn't that amazing? They're all physically healed, but internally, they're broken. You can be healthy today, so healthy today, and be broken on the inside. And Jesus looks at you, and his guts have compassion for you, and he looks at you and he says, I see you weary. I see you scattered because you have no shepherd. Suffering opens you up to the realities of God. You would never know the depth of his comfort without the great pain of suffering. And you would say, who would sign up for this? Of course, nobody signs up for this. You don't have to. But all you have to do, listen, all you have to do is to become a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're going to experience affliction. So come forward now and accept the Lord Jesus. The buses will wait. Seriously, verses, as a non-believer, you're going to suffer in this world, and you're going to have the same diseases and cancers all of us have. Same issues of relationships and same problems of finances. And you have no one to cry to. You have no one to go to. You have no hope and understanding that God is going to tell you in a moment in this Bible study, I got this. You don't have that. And maybe that's going on in America today, in Europe, why so many people are killing themselves. It's because the culture has banished God from the minds of men. More than ever, God is needed in our public square and in our children's lives, in our high schoolers, college campuses, in our marriages. Husbands need to know how God would have us to love our wives and vice versa. Amen. Humanity seemingly is adrift without God, but the Christian has got an anchor. And Jesus turns to us and says, I want to shepherd you. The next thing we see in verses 12 to 13 is the fact that we need to have faith in God's appointments. God has absolute appointments in your life. It says in verse 12, as though some strange thing, that is these things, meaning that has happened to you, strange. Look at the word. It's a different word, strange, here. This word, xenos, means strange thing, meaning an invader. The word strange here is an invader, not some surprise. That's a different word. That's the word that appeared earlier. This is a second different word translated in English, sadly, strange, with a different meaning. Don't think it's some invading thing that has happened to you. It's not only a surprise, it's an invader. How could this be? Thought I was a Christian and this happens to me? Yes. Listen. In Proverbs, great verse, great. You can go down to the Hallmark store and get this verse on a card. It's awesome. But look at it carefully. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Everybody, look. Number one, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So first word from God to us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's number one. Number two, lean not on your own understanding. Three, in all your ways acknowledge him. Okay? Equals comfort. He shall direct your paths. Do those three things, he'll take care of it. Is that true or false?
It's
This is true. Number one, watch this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Why do you think the word trust is there first? Because listen, without faith, it ain't gonna work. Faith in God. You cannot trust God if you don't have faith in God. And you can't have faith in God unless you trust God. Well, then how does this cycle work? Are you ready? By God bringing you through hardships of life. You learn, Christian, that he's trustworthy, that he's faithful. He's gonna do what he said. We panic. We jump from the fire pan into the fire rather than wait on the Lord. But if we wait, trust the Lord with all of my heart as God's command to me. Now watch this. Second, lean not on your own understanding. Why does the Bible say that? Because you and I, that's what we do. When we don't trust God, we go on our own initiative and we're gonna get the answer. It works like this. Whoa, what happened? I don't get it. What? No way. Oh my goodness. Wow, what am I gonna do about this? Watch me. What am I gonna do? What? I gotta figure out how to fix this. Oh my gosh. I go to church. No, God, what? Wait, hey, are you with me? Are you watching this? What are you doing? You're leaning on your own understanding. How do I figure this out? You know, there's things that in life God will engineer where your faith has got to be so stretched, he'll see to it. Listen, no one can figure it out. No one can understand it. You'll go to every counselor. You'll go to every ministry. You'll go to church to church to church trying to find an answer, and everyone comes up empty in their advice to you. Did you know that God is in that? He wants you not to trust in church, some pope or pastor. He wants you to trust in him. And he says, lean not on your own understanding. Stop trying to work it out yourself. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In other words, every step, God, lead me. Today, this morning, lead me. And let him intervene.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called, What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1. Thanks for spending some time with us today. You know, God loves hearing from you. He really does. What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1, is part of Pastor Jack's series called Anchored, A Study in 1 Peter. It's a series that takes us through the life and times of the Apostle Peter, whose love for Jesus Christ carried him through some great persecution, and whose compassion for others still inspires us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
You know, in a hectic world, it's hard to find a moment's peace. A beautiful sunrise on a quiet beach gives temporary solace. But daily inspiration that will guide and uplift our spirits is what we need the most. It's why people of all ages are turning to devotions with Jack Hibbs. There's a new devotion each week, and previous devotions you can go to start each day with purpose and hope. Jack Hibbs devotions are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
Hey, Pastor Jack here, and I just want to encourage all of you because I need encouragement myself. That's exactly right. I'm reaching down, as it were, into the well of my own very soul and bringing up promises of God to stand on and to even catch my breath with. And what I mean by that is this. I happen to be going right now at a pace that cannot be sustained, meaning there's all kinds of media. There's church demands. There's conference demands. There's book demands. There's radio demands. There's political or biblical culture demands. There's family demands. There's husband demands, grandpa demands, daddy demands, right? Yeah, you get the picture. Exactly. What are we going to do to survive? Number one, let's all get wise real quick that we're not supposed to say yes to everything. We're supposed to pray and have discernment about what is important versus what's urgent. Many times, the tyranny of the urgent causes us to run in despair or to run empty or to really run out of gas, and that's not the way to live, folks. We must make sure that we Sabbath in our souls, not on the weekends, but at all times. Reaching down daily into the Word of God is the strength that you and I need. So listen, when we get tired, let's remember the great rule of God for our strength. Wait upon me. Seek me. I will renew your strength. I will give you the vitality of the young, and I'll see to it that your foot does not slip. So friends, press into God. At pressing times, he's the best and the only place to go for strength. And so with that, I'm going to pray for you, and you're going to pray for me. Father, we come before you right now, and Lord, to be honest,
We're tired. Yep, it's good. We're tired about doing good things. We're tired out and about doing great things for you. We're tired and out and about living life to honor you. But Lord, we are dust. Our bodies, Lord, cannot keep up often with the demands of what is placed upon us. But you are great. You are our strength. You are the one. So Lord, revive us in the midst of these years. Revive us in the midst of the pressures and the demands. And Lord, when in doubt, may we learn to wait, to be still, and to know that you are God. In Jesus' name, amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.